All right, let's keep standing and let's have a word of prayer.
好，我们接着站立，我们来祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
We're standing here, we're to praise you.
我们在这里感谢你。
But first, we want to pray for those who are affected in the Los Angeles firestorm.
好，我们先为我们在洛杉矶火灾中受影响的那些人祷告。
We pray for those people, those family who lost lives.
好，我们也为那些失去亲人的那个家庭祷告。
We pray for those who their houses are gone.
好，我们也为那些他们还在仍在燃烧的那些火。
We pray that the Lord will do the restoration work.
我们祷告神会做恢复的工作。
Not only for their houses.
不是。单单只是恢复他们的房屋
，but also for their spirit and their soul.
愿他们的灵魂也能够复兴。
And we also want to pray for President Trump.
我们也为川普总统祷告。
Tomorrow is the inauguration day.
明天是就任仪式。
Even though it's very cold, we have the warm heart to pray for him.
但是非常的寒冷，但是我们有颗热的心来为他祷告。
May God bless the newly elected president.
愿主祝福这个新当选的总统。
May the president follow God's will and do the work that pleases God.
真的求主能够让总统能够听主的话，能够。
In the next 4 years, he can be the witness to the whole. People in this nation, as well as to all the nations around the world.
今后的四年，他能够为这个国家的人民在世界之前面做见证。
And we also want to pray for us here, standing here, that may the Holy Spirit fill us, just as this song just the same.
我们也为这里我们的自己祷告，愿圣灵充满我们。
Fill us so that we feel your presence.
真的是求圣灵充满我们，我们也能够让你在我们这里充满。
May you speak to us, not us try to speak for you.
是愿你为我对我们说话，不是我们为你说话。
We may open our hearts so that your words, precious words, can come to our heart.
我们愿你打开我们的心，愿你的新鲜的话语能够到我们心里面。
May our worship today pleasing you.
愿我们今天的敬拜讨你喜悦。
May we all get your precious word and apply to it when we go home.
当我们回家的时候，我们都能够得到你宝贵的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen. Please be seated. All right. Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
I want to say, first of all, say Happy New Year.
我们愿先说是新大家新年好。
And even though the New Year is gone, but the Lunar New Year is coming.
尽管是公历的新年已经过了
，Let us have a New Year and a new resolution.
让我们有新年，有新立一个新的新志。
I'm looking around right now because I'm looking for those Awana kids.
我在这里看看我们的一个阿瓦纳的孩子在不在。
So today's message is about Awana curriculum.
是今天的信息呢，这个是和阿瓦纳的这个课程有关系。
So last time in October, I borrowed the four lessons from Awana, the first four lessons. And today I'm going to continue this tradition.
好。上一次呢，我这个十月的时候呢，我是这里讲了阿瓦纳的四个课程，四节课。今天呢，我接着也是要借用阿瓦纳的课。
I hope my burden is this to share what the middle schooler has been learning, and how we adults can also benefit from the same lessons that they learn.
我这里跟大家分享的是我们中学生所学的课程，我们这些成人也能从里面得益。
And the topic is the same, but I just wanted you to know that I don't want you to say, okay, after this message says, okay, I worried about their curriculum.
这个标题是一样，但是我也不想大家觉得等我们今天讲完之后，大家担心这个中学生的课程。
it's more and beyond what they learn.
啊，这个是比他们所学的要多得多。
And so I don't know if you still remember last time October I shared with you about what is the meaning of greatness.
啊，这个我刚才讲到去年十月的时候，大家还记得什么是啊这个是神的恩典。
And then use some of the people in the New Testament and to show what greatness are.
啊，是这大家让他知道他这个在新约里面用了一些人物，神用了一些人物来让我们显示神的恩典是什么。
So it's based on the Luke chapter 1 and 2.
是路加福音第一章和第二章。
So the last example is Joseph and Mary.
最后一个例子
Jesus the parent.
是讲的是耶稣的父母，就是约瑟和玛丽的故事。
So I'm not going to tell you all this, but I know 2 weeks ago Pastor Lou also used this from Mary. What Mary said: "Behold, the bond slave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word."
我这里也是刚才想到这个上一次所罗门牧师他也这里讲到引用了同样的，就是在路加福音里书里面所记载的，玛利亚说我是主的使女，情愿照你的话行在我身上。
So it's the obedient servant and committed to God always.
是他是忠心的仆人，他完全听神的话语。
Now todayI will use the last three lessons of the Wana book, and basically it's about based on the Luke chapter 3 and 4.
好，我们今天讲的是阿瓦纳的这个在后面三节课里面的，就是按照路加福音里面的。
The chapter 3 and 4.
好，路加福音的。
And so it's Jesus' baptism.
是这个是第三、第四章讲的是耶稣的受洗。
And Jesus' wilderness experience.
这个耶稣在旷野里的经历。
And lastly, a portion of that is called Jesus not welcomed at home.
最后一节就是说耶稣在他的家庭不受在他家乡不受欢迎。
So why don't we stand up and let's read these three passages.
我们一起起立，我们来读这三节。
And so the first one is Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 23. The first part. So we can Chinese English. We can read together.
好，中文英文一起读，大家看屏幕读好了。
众百姓多
正祷告的时候，
All right, thank you. So the second passage is the chapter 4, verse 1 to 13.
好，我们下面读第四章的第一到十三节。
Led around by the Spirit in the wilderness, 40 days, being tempted by the devil, he ate nothing to eat.Okay. Next page, right? It is written, it will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands you will bear with you, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said to him, it is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time. All right, next one. Let's read the last portion was 24-30. And he said, truly I tell you, no prophet will come to his hometown. But I say to you in truth, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was shut up for 3 days and 6 months, and a great famine. Please be seated.
大家请坐.
Thank the Lord for his precious words.
好，我们感谢主， 祂赐给我
All right, from the reading of these three passages, you have three pictures, right?
好，大家。
First is the baptism of Jesus.
好，我们刚才读的话语里面有三幅图画。 第一幅就是 耶稣受洗。
And the second one is Jesus is in the wilderness for 40 days and tempted by the devil.
第二个就是耶稣在旷野中40天受魔鬼的诱惑。And
the third is that Jesus was not welcomed in the hometown, and so he speaks about two persons in the Old Testament.
第三个就是耶稣在他的家乡不受欢迎，他讲了旧约中的两个人物。
So my message today is about these three and what these three things, three events can tell us from the Bible.
今天的信息就是这三段经文，也告诉我们这三段告诉我们什么。
So let's look at the Jesus baptism.
好，我们来看一下耶稣的受洗。
I don't know what you think about Jesus baptism, but in the previous time, I always saw Jesus baptism as a show for all the other people.
我不知道大家对耶稣的受洗有什么明白多少，但是我以前的认为耶稣的受洗就是给大家看的。And
to show people that he is a God, and so you need to believe him.
是给大家看，让他。I
don't know if you have the same feeling.
所以你们要信他，我不知道你们有没有相同的感觉。But
after my studying and more of a meditation, is that actually the Jesus baptism is more important to Jesus than anything else.
但是我学了更多之后，我发现耶稣的受洗对耶稣是更重要，比其他的还要重要。Because
here it is very crucial that this is the first time Jesus is going to set out to do the ministry.
因为这是很重要的，耶稣是第一次来对外做这个他的使命。
I don't know if you may think, okay, Jesus is God, of course he knows who he is, and so why this is important to him?
为什么这个对耶稣是很重要的，他是神，他知道他要做什么呢？
But remember that Jesus is also fully human.
但是大家记得耶稣是完全的人。
If God willing, then he does not need to grow up, he just becomes an adult right away.
如果神愿意的话，他应该不用从小孩子长大，他直接就变成人。
But he truly grew up and lived on the earth for 30 years without anybody knowing him other than knowing he is the son of the carpenter.
但是他真的是从那里长大了，大家都不知道他是神，只知道他是木匠的儿子。
So in his own heart, probably he is also learning about his identity.
从他自己来说，他也在学他自己到底是谁。
Okay, so that's why it's very important at this time that this baptism is actually the way God confirms that Jesus is the Son of the God.
所以他耶稣受洗是神在那里确定耶稣是真的是神的儿子。
So there's a big difference between what people think who Jesus is versus what God thinks Jesus is.
这个和人们所想的，他们认为耶稣是谁和神认为耶稣是谁是有区别的。
So when we read the verses earlier, it says that, begin his ministry, he was a son, so it was thought of Joseph.
所以他在康时他开始他的他的这个宣他的在地上的这个工作的时候，大家都觉得他是约瑟的儿子。
So people just said it's carpenter Joseph's son.
大家都是说这个是约瑟这个木匠的儿子。
But through this baptism, you can see the Holy Spirit dwell on him, and then God the Father specifically confirms that. With some words, right? We just read.
大家也看见这个受洗的时候，神在这里特别确认，我们就像刚才所读的话语一样，他是神的儿子。
So I just wanted to really unpack this, what God has said to Jesus, those words.
在这里要讲一下，神对耶稣所说的是什么样的话语。
So God said that, let me just, You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased.
这个是说你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
So, if you look at the Old Testament, and this is where you can find the verses from the Old Testament actually refer to the same thing.
所以大家看一下旧约，也看见旧约里面也是提到这样的同样的事情。
But individually, you can find all these three, but this is the first time God put them together and applied to the same person.
所以在旧约中会发现好几处这样的地方，但是这是第一次神把他做所有的以前旧约里的讲的话语在真正的在这里实现了。
So let's look at these three Old Testament passages and what they convey the identity of Jesus and the mission of Jesus.
所以我们来看一下在旧约里面三段经文里面是提到神到底是谁，他在地上的工作是什么。
So the three passages are the Psalm chapter 2 verse 7.
我们第一个要看的是诗篇二章七节。
And the Isaiah chapter 42 verse 1.
是呀，下面要看到以赛亚四十二章一节。
And Genesis chapter 22 verse 2.
就是这个创世纪二十二章二节。
The first is that you are my son, or this is my son.
好，这个是诗篇二章七节，你是这是我的儿子。
Yeah, that echoes chapter 2, verse 7 of the Psalm.
这个里面是讲到这个二章七节和诗篇的二章七节是。
So we know that this Psalm was originally about King David, and all the kings descended.From David.
这个诗篇里面所讲的是大卫王和他的后代。
Basically, this Psalm proclaim that they don't need to be fear of their enemy because God is the one who anointed them as a king.
诗篇里这样讲，你们不需要害怕你的敌人，因为这个是我们的神在这里高了你做王，高了大卫做王。
So God will protect them.
神会保护他们。
And so, they have the legitimacy and the authority at their coronation.
所以他们是这个王位是神所高立的，是有这个权柄的。
However, after this exile on the 587 BC of all the Israeli people.
所以在587年公元前。在所有的以色列人都已经流亡了以后
，The line of David kings in the physical world has been ended.
所以这个大卫王和他的这条线在这个世界上就消失了。那个。
So now this psalm really carries a new meaning.
所以这个诗篇呢就有一个新的意义。
So now it applied to the expected Messiah king of David.
所以这里所提的就是大卫王的这个他的后代要成为这个弥赛亚。
And when he will reign, when Israel is truly restored.
当大卫王，当以赛亚当弥赛亚在这里做王掌权的时候以色列会完全的被恢复。
So with this verse, it confirms that God confirmed that Jesus is that king.
从这句话里面，就是神在那里确认耶稣就是那王。
Now let's look at the second passage, which is Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. Essentially, it says that my loved one in whom I delight is similar to this.
好，下面我们来看一下以赛亚书42章，这是说看哪。就是说我的仆人我所喜悦的。
Now if you read Isaiah chapters 40 to 55 is recorded a series of songs about the servant of the Lord.
大家如果读以赛亚书读40章到55章的时候，他就记载了一些完整的系列的一些就是神仆人的诗歌。
So initially you may feel this is describing a king, but eventually it becomes clearer that it is about the servant of the Lord.
我开始的时候，如果你会觉得这是有关一个王的诗歌，但是后来你会发现就是神仆人的诗歌。
So it's the servant of the Lord accomplishes God's calling and through some kind of frustration, suffering, and things like that.
这个是讲的，就是神的仆人。是完成了神的旨意，但是期间他会有很多的就是困难 和苦难。
And also not only that paying the cost and to try to restore the Israel, but also become an instrument to the salvation of all the world.
所以他这里讲的也不单是恢复以色列国，而且这个仆人就会成为神。在世界上的所有的一切的这个恢复的。
So with this, God confirmed that Jesus is that servant of the Lord.
在这里，神在这里确认，耶稣就是那神的仆人。
The third one is actual combination of these two. Basically, my son, my beloved one.
第三个经节我们读的就是这两个意思的一个合在一起的。
That is Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. We are very familiar with it, which is about Abraham needed to sacrifice his son Isaac.
这个是创世纪二十二章，我们也非常熟悉的，就是有关亚伯拉那献上他儿子以撒的故事。
So I don't need to repeat that, but this is a test for Abraham.As well as a test for Isaac.
好，我这里也不再重复，这是亚伯兰的一个见证，也是耶稣的一个见证。
And we all know the binding of Isaac have a double meaning.
我们看见以赛亚里面有有两层意思。
And the first that it's the willingness of the Abraham to offer his son.
第一个就是亚伯兰情愿把他的儿子献上。
And the second is the willingness of Isaac and as a son to be sacrificed.
第二个意思就是以撒愿作为一个儿子被献上，他自己愿意被献上。
I know people already said before, Isaac was a teenager at that time, so if he want, he can escape.
大家也愿意大家也听说过那个时候。以撒是一个青少年，如果他想要逃走的话，他可以逃走。
And so, if we look at the Romans chapter 8 verse 32, it says, "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?"
大家来看一下罗马书八章三十二节。神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
So when Paul writes these verses, This verse, he probably has this Isaiah story in mind.
如果大家想这个保罗在写这样经节的时候，他可能是有这个以撒的这个故事就在他的脑海中。
But almost certainly, this is about God the Father that willingly sacrificed his son, and his son is willingly to be sacrificed with this.
所以其间的意思就是神愿意把他的儿子献上。然后他的儿子呢也是愿意自己把自己献上作为祭物。
And the comparison of the two, of course, this time the Jesus is a real sacrifice, but in the case of Isaac, it is there's a substitution of the ram.
所以在这两个故事中，那个以撒被献上的话，他是最后被那个山羊所代替了祭物作为代祭物，但是这一次的话，耶稣是真正作为祭物被献上。
So with that, God confirmed that Jesus is the only Son God loved to be sacrificed for the world.
所以这里神在那里确认耶稣是那真正的祭物被献上的。
So if we look at these three passages, then and in summary, that through the baptism by John and the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus, and the God the Father's voice confirmed that through these Old Testament scriptures that Jesus is a king, Jesus is the servant of the Lord, and the only Son God loved to be sacrificed to the world.
所以总结一下，在这个施洗约翰的给耶稣的施洗在这个故事中，这个圣灵就降在耶稣的身上。这个天父就用这个声音来这里确认，就是耶稣基督就是那旧约里所提的那个王，这个他就是神的仆人，然后他就是神的爱子，然后是为这个世界所献上的。
Now Jesus also need to study the scriptures himself, and so he is very familiar with these passages and what these passages mean to him.
所以耶稣也是在那里学习这些经文的，他也知道这些经文的意义，他对他意味着什么。
So through God's voice confirmation, he knows his identity, he knows his mission at this point.
所以通过神的声音，他就明白他自己的身份是什么，他自己的这个将来要做的事情是什么。
And we'll talk a little bit more later and about why it is very important for this, for him.
所以我在以后再等一下讲为什么这对耶稣来说是很要紧的。
But when we look at the Jesus and all the New Testament's Gospels, you know, he has built all these three identities into his calling.
所以我们读一下旧约、新约的话，我就会发现，耶稣真的是把这三项神的旨意都在他的生命中一起彰显出来。
So now let's look at the actual last part, which is about the not welcome the hometown first, and then we'll come back to the witness part at the last piece.
好，我们先来看一下最后要讲的第三节，他在家乡不受欢迎，等一下再回来再看第二点。
Okay. And we read about this passage, and the people at the hometown think, you are the carpenter and the son of the carpenter. Why you have all these power to speak and things like that? And so they question him, and then he just said, now I tell you the two figures in the Old Testament.
所以耶稣在这个大家看见，就是他在去家乡的时候，大家就觉得你这个只是一个木匠的儿子，你哪来的这些能力？所以他就不受欢迎。
And when is the Naaman the general?
所以大家看见他用了有两个旧约的人物，一个是乃曼，一个是他是旧约的将军。
Could he show this?And the other one is about the widow who is the also that Elijah, I think it's Elijah. Yeah, Elijah.
所以大家看见它里面有两个人物，一个是乃曼是个将军，还有以利沙时候的那个寡妇。
Yeah, so I touched upon these stories in my previous messages, so I'm not going to go in through this. I just tell you when I did that. Okay, so one is about what I want to just show you that you can go and read about these stories, but I want to summarize it this way. These two stories show the God's willingness to give salvation to the Gentiles.
大家看一下这两个故事呢，我在上次也讲过，大家如果想要自己去看一下的话，也可以自己进去看一下。这个两个故事的目的就是告诉我们，神愿意把他的救恩也临到我们这些外邦人身上。
So let's understand Jesus' mission a bit more here.
让我们明白一下神耶稣在地上的这个他的所做的工作到底是更仔细一些。
So let's look at the very high level. Israel was chosen as the servant of God.
从一个很高的点来看，以色列是被神选择。
For the purpose of being the light to the whole all the other nations.
所以以色列国他是。被神选择作为一个神的光，是显给众万族所看的，地上万族所看。
And that was also the original intention of choosing Abraham as the father.
所以这也是和亚伯拉罕作为一个人，作为以色列的这个神选择的以色列是一样的。
But history tells us Israel failed in that role and mission.
但是历史告诉我们，以色列在这个神给他们这个给他们这个功课上，他们失败了，他们没有做成。
So we all know that Israel, as a servant of the God, was blind and deaf.
所以看见以色列作为神的仆人，他们并没有做好神的仆人，他们是瞎眼的，他们是死掉的。
And so they are under God's judgment.
所以他们是被神所审判的。
And then there comes the individual servant.
然后呢，就到了这个个别的个人作为神的仆人。
And who serves of two purposes.
所以他这些仆人呢，有两个目的。
On the one hand, it has a mission to restore Israel as a nation.
一方面，这些仆人呢是恢复以色列作为一个国家来恢复他们。
On the other hand, it identifies with Israel, which is basically to further the mission of Israel to be the light to the nations.
所以第二个呢，就是说他们这些人呢，有以色列的这个，他们有以色列人的身份，他们是为了来实现，给世界上的人做光的这个目的的。
So that Jesus is the servant of the Lord to accomplish these two things.
所以耶稣是神的仆人，来实现这两个目的的。
To restore Israel.And being the example and witness to all the nations.
所以他是有这样一个目的，他是来恢复这个以色列这个国家这个民族，然后呢，他作为一个全世界人的一个光。
So if you look at the Great Commission that is written in the book of Luke, it has the one word that stand out, which is a witness. You be the witness to all these things.
所以在路加福音里面，神耶稣给的大使命中，你们要为这些事情做见证，见证这个字。
So that's the key word, being the example and light to the world.
所以这个是个关键的字，就是你为这个世界做光，做榜样。
So if you look at this, and this is actually the echoes Isaiah chapters 43.You will be my witness.
所以这个就和以赛亚书的43章回应了，就是你成为我的见证相回应了。
So the verse 1-7 shows that he will restore the whole Israel nation.
好，所以刚才以赛亚书1:7就是你要恢复以色列国。
Then right after that, there are two declarations that you are my witnesses.
所以后面讲的两以赛亚书的两章里面讲的就是你是我的见证。
And so the people of Israel were to bear the witness among the nation that God is the true God and the living God, the only God.
所以以色列人就有这样一个责任，他成为神的见证，神是那又真又活的神。
So this witness is also used by Jesus to command all his disciples to be the witness to all the nations.
所以这个见证也为耶稣所用，对他的门徒说，你们要去使万国做，在万国做见证，使他们成为我的门徒。
And so if we understand this, that the Jesus mission first is to try to restore Israel and then be the witness to the end of the world.
所以大家看见耶稣有两个神的使命，一个就是恢复以色列这个名，然后第二个就是在世界，在这个整个世界做见证，成为神的见证。
So if you look at the whole together at a very high level, Jesus at his death and the resurrection, then he restored part of the Israel, which is the remnant of the Israel.
大家看一下，耶稣在上十字架，然后从死里复活，他就显化。有了两个结果，一个就是恢复了这个以色列，是至少是部分上是恢复了以色列这个民族。
And then from that remnant of the people, that Jews, and then spread all the gospel to the rest of the world.
然后呢，这些以色列的渔民呢，就是把这个福音呢传到世界。
And then afterwards, the whole Israel will be restored.
然后等了那以后呢，是整个的以色列这个国呢，就会慢慢就会被恢复。
And so if we have this in mind, then it's easier to understand the Romans chapter 9 to 11.
如果我们明白这个道理的话，我们就能够明白罗马书的九章到十一节。
Because when we read the Romans, we think, okay, maybe chapter 1 to 8 and then jump to 12.And just skip the middle three chapters because those are unrelated to them.
所以如果不是这样的话，我们读罗马书的话，我们会读一章到八章，然后九章到十一章呢，我们就觉得和这个没关系，我们就会跳过去接着读。
Because it's about totally different things, and it's not about salvation at all.
啊，因为这是完全没有关系的章节，它不是讲这个救恩的。
But with this understanding, we know that it's very important and it's necessary to be there.
所以我们如果明白的话，我们就知道这是很必要，对以色列人非常重要的一点。
Because if we think that God's promise to Israel has failed, how can we believe God's promise of salvation also?
不然的话，我们怎么会能够明白神对以色列的这个以色列这个民族，他们这个他们就失败了？神对我们的这个应许的话，会不失败呢
？So chapter 9 to 11, Paul just try to tell us that God's promise to Israel has not failed.
所以保罗在这个罗马书里面告诉我们，神对以色列的应许并没有失败。
But just the opposite, he is still doing that to try to accomplish that promise.
他相反的，神还是会实现这个他对以色列的人的这个应许。
So if we just look at the Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 26.We know the order how this will happen.
所以我们读罗马书十一章二十五到二十六节，我们就明白这个神的应许是怎样的实现的。
For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentile has come in, and so all Israel will be saved.
好，二十五节，十一章二十五节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了。
And so, even though right now we see that there's a hardening of the heart of Israel, and you see it looks like Israel people were not believing God and Jesus.
我们看见，即使是现在我们看以色列人中有几分硬心的，他们不愿意信靠主耶稣基督。
But when all the Gentiles have believed in God, then the whole Israel nation will be restored.
当整个的全 整外邦人的数目填满了，以色列就是全家都要得救。
So when I memorized the verse, the chapter 11, and these words now jumps out of this, from the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers.
所以我读这些经文的时候，就有一些话语就到我的脑海中。从福音的角度来看，他们是你们的敌人，但是从神的选择来看，他们是
所爱的人。
Yeah, 他们是父神的选择，他们是父神所爱的。
So if we look at this right now, they are our enemy because they don't believe. And if you look at that, they also killed Jesus and all this. So it's an enemy for the purpose of the gospel to all the Gentiles world.
所以我们现在看以色列人，他们是我们的敌人，因为他们以前杀了耶稣他们也不信。但是从神的角度来看，他们也是父神所爱的选择。
But next sentence is about his promise to Israel. He has not forgotten, and so in the end, they are still beloved.
所以神对以色列人的这个应许并不是没有实现。他们最终也是神所爱的。
So they are beloved because God has promised to Abraham and all their forefathers, they will be saved.
所以神向以色列人应许，对他们的亚伯拉罕他们的祖宗应许，他们最终都要得救。
So if we look at this, and Jesus is the linchpin or the hinge that of these two great movements.
所以大家从这点来看，耶稣就是那个连接的这个脚链，他是把这两个点都连在一起了。
And by his death and the resurrection, he started the restoring of the Israel.
因为他的死，他的复活，他就是开始了这个以色列民的这个复兴。
But through this, and then the whole movement to the begin the hope for the other nations.
从这点开始，然后这是从全世界各民族的复兴，也是从那里开始的。
Okay, so now let's look at the last one, which is the Jesus wilderness experience.
好，我们来看最后一个，就是耶稣在旷野的经历。
So when we look at this, wilderness experience is right after Jesus, the very high in the baptism, and then you can see it is led by the Spirit, right?
所以大家看见这个耶稣受洗以后，他在旷野的经历就是圣灵所带领的。
So I think I don't have enough time, so I will quickly go through it. The wilderness experience is to test Jesus, his identity.
这个耶稣旷野的经历就是来证明耶稣他的这个地位。
Because the Satan always asks if you are the Son of God.
因为这个撒旦一直在那里问，如果你是神的儿子。
And try to trick Jesus into proving himself, I'm the Son of the God.
他那这里引诱就是让耶稣来证明这个耶稣真的是神的儿子。
But I just want to here say Jesus defeated the temptation of Satan is not by arguing with the Satan or try to follow his command to prove that he is the Son of God, but use God's words to defeat it.
所以耶稣的对付这个撒旦这样他的诱惑，他并没有说他要在这里证明他是有这样的能力，他是神的儿子，他而是用神的话语，用圣经的话语来抵挡撒旦的诱惑。
So let's look at these three passages that Jesus used to defeat Satan here.
我们来看一下这三段经文，耶稣用来能够打败这个魔鬼的诱惑的。
Right. So the three passages that the three verses that Jesus used. First is the Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And then the second is chapter 6, verse 13 and verse 16.
所以耶稣看的这有几段经文，一个是生命记的八章三节，一个六章十三节。对。
Yeah, so I'm not going to read those verses now, but let's just look at it. If you look at the book, all of them, all these three verses are coming from the book of Deuteronomy.
我们大家看这三个耶稣的回答都是从生命记里面所记载的。
So if you read the book of Deuteronomy, it can be summarized as four great speeches by Moses to the Israel people.
我们大家也看这个生命记的话，我们也知道生命记是摩西对以色列民所讲的话。
So it's a time period when they have come out of the wilderness, finished the wilderness, 40 years in the wilderness, before they cross over to the land of promise.
这个呢是生命记是在那些以色列人在旷野里面行走了40年以后，他们刚刚走出这个旷野的这个所记的书。
And so it is a critical transition period from one to the other.
这个是一个很重要的一个转折点，是从一个阶段转折到另一个阶段的。
And so that's where that Moses have, you know, God through Moses and speak all these words to the Israel people.
所以神通过摩西对整个以色列人说话，就是生命记所记的话。
The key message is that they need to be loyal to God always.
这个重要的信息就是这些以色列要对神忠心。
And so let's look at those three tests first, and then let's look at what lessons we can learn from this Jesus world experience.
然后我们看一下这个是三段这个经文所记载的，然后我看一下这个在旷野里耶稣所受的诱惑，他是怎样抵挡的。
So the first test is a testing about food, right?
所以第一个
hungry.
就是这个魔鬼在那里试探耶稣，说就是吃的，就是你的食物。
So essentially, Satan is saying, if you are the Son of God, then why be hungry?
魔鬼就说，如果你是神的儿子，为什么你会饥饿呢？
And if God feed Israel, why not ask him to feed you?
如果神在那里能够给喂养以色列人，为什么不让神来让你吃？有东西吃呢。
And so I just let's look at the verse 8 and 3. That scripture did say that God want let's just read it this verse. He humbled you and let you be hungry and feed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your father know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man live by everything that proceed out of the mouth of the Lord.
是八章三节，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
So from this verse, we know that God make them hungry.But afterwards, feed them with food.
所以我们开始知道，我们知道神开始的时候让以色列人没有东西吃，后来赐玛拿给他们吃。
So I just want to ask you, is manna food or God's word?
所以大家要问大家，这个玛拿是食物呢，还是神的话语？
Or both.
或者是两者都是。
Well, in the verse it says,You did not know, nor did your fathers know, and nor after the 40 years anybody else knows.
所以这是说你
也不知道。 If it's food, you can grow somewhere, or you can cook somewhere, right?
如果是玛拿是食物的话，你和你的列祖所不认识的，后来过了这四十年之后，也不大家也不见这个食物了。如果是食物的话，你可以自己种植的嘛。
So in my mind, manna is not food. It's God's word.
所以我认为玛拿不是食物，是神的话语。
It's not something God, like in the creation of the world, that he created the plants, and you can grow, and you can fruit, you can grow, and so you can grow yourself. It's coming from God's mouth. It's not through your effort and feed you.
所以玛纳不是食物，因为如果是神所创造的食物的话，你可以种植，你可以让它成长。这个而且这个玛纳不是这样子的，它是神所赐的。
So in my mind, essentially, is you are depending on God and God's word only.
所以你是仰赖神的话语，只靠神的话语。
So with that, and Jesus said, I don't ask for manna from God. I can depend on God's word. That's what his response.
所以耶稣就是或者说我是靠耶和华口中所说的一切话。
All right. Okay. So that's the first and satisfy his hungry. All right.
这是第一个，就是让耶稣不再饥饿。
The second is that he tested Jesus that.If you bow to me, bow down to me, then I can give you the whole world and everything in this earth, right?
所以第二个试探就是魔鬼说，你如果求我的话，我就让列国做你的产业。
So do you think that the Satan has that authority?
你认为
can give everything?
撒旦有这样一个权柄吗？他能够把所有的都赐给你吗？
So to me, I think he is basically borrowing some kind of God's words and then substitute him and as God and to basically trick with it.
我认为这个是撒旦的话语，他借用了神的话语，然后他把里面的神代替成变成他自己，所以他来欺骗这个耶稣。
And so Jesus' response to is that you need to fear and serve God only, so not serve anybody or anything else.
所以耶稣的回答是说你当敬畏你的神。
So the word is that popularity does not prove deity.
所以这个是这个意思就是你的如果是很你在这个是很有名的，但是不代表你就是有这样的有这样。
Or more says if you're voted as most popular or most welcomed person may not be, you also prove you are the most serious or best Christian.
所以他的意思就是，如果你即使是很受欢迎，但并不代表你是呢真的是一个有尊严的人他就是说你即使是大家选了你，你很受欢迎，但是不代表你是呢真正的可以。
So you don't want to follow the popular thing that basically, if it can give you a benefit, then you follow it. Or you, if he has the power, you just follow him. You need to really know that God is only God, no matter.How popular and how unpopular, depend on where you are, you still follow God.
所以就像在这个选举中，不是说他给你好处，他是很受欢迎的，你就选他。你的心里要明白，是神的话语才是最重要的。
So let's just look at the third one. Third one is that essentially says.Okay, if you jump from the temple and God already have the promise that he will save you without being died when you jump over, right?
所以第三个这个试探呢，就是说如果你跳下的话呢，神会保护你。
And so he is basically using the, everybody who knows the Psalm 91, right?
所以他用的魔鬼用的是诗篇九十一篇在这里引用。
And so basically God will save you no matter what.
他引用的就是神，不论你怎样，神都会保护你。
For he will give you angels charged concerning you and to guard you in all your ways, right?
所以他会用的天使来保护你，免得你受伤害。
So, is that wrong or not? And so the Jesus essentially basically tell that, what is Jesus' response? Do not put the God, Lord your God to the test.
就是耶稣是怎样回答的呢？就是说不要，不要试探神。
Yeah. So in what this what we need to see is that the protection is only for the humble and obedient people, not for some showman, basically stuntman, and to show that great tricks, right?
所以我们看见神这里的告诉我们，就是如果受保护的话，只有那些这些谦卑的听神话的，而不是说受神保护是为了让你显彰显，就是让你显在炫耀，在神面前炫耀神会，在别人面前炫耀神会保护。
So the right attitude is to trust God in His protection when you are in need.
啊，所以就是要信靠神，他对我的保护的话，是神在你里面，神才保护。
Not to test it out beforehand, see if God truly means it.
不是说你就在那里在这里测试神会不会保护你。
All right, so those are the three tests of the wilderness. So let's look at what we can learn from the wilderness experience.
我们刚才看了就是在这个耶稣在旷野里所试的三个试探。那我们看一下我们能学到什么功课。
And the first is that temptation or wilderness experience is not itself is not a sin.
我们这里就要学到这个诱惑它本身并不可怕。
It's 不是罪。
那是诱惑。
Yeah, 不是罪。
不是罪。Okay.
As we can see that Jesus was tempted here, so and also Hebrew 4:15 also says.For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things that we are, yet without sin.
我们看见这个试探，因为在希伯来书4:15这样记载，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
The second thing is that Satan will attack when we are the most vulnerable.
第二个点要讲的就是撒旦会在我们虚弱的时候攻击我们。
And so Satan knows that Satan knows human conditions.
撒旦知道人的光景。
And so what we need.
我们需要些什么？人需要些什么
？And Jesus is also 100% human. So.When he is starving and completely alone, that's when Satan will tempt.
所以耶稣他本身也是100%的人，当他饥饿的时候，他是孤独的时候，这个撒旦就会攻击他。
And third is that from the experience we can see that we need to always ready ourselves for the test.
所以从经验来看，我们一定要准备好自己，是准备这个撒旦来攻击我们。
And you can see, before Jesus is led to the wilderness, he is in the baptism and with God and Father and God and this Holy Spirit that dwell on him and confirm that he is the Son of God. He is fully aware of his identity. That's his preparation before going into the wilderness. Also, he knows a lot about the Old Testament.
所以耶稣那个时候他才受了洗以后他有天父确认他就是神的儿子他在那里也明白准备好了这个旧约的这个很多的经文所以他准备好了以后他才去旷野里面
So before the temptation that Jesus knew clearly his identity as the Son of God
所以在这个试探以前耶稣完全知道他自己的地位就是神的儿子。
And clearly knows about his mission.
他也很明白他自己的在地上的这个神的使命是什么。
So we, as the Christians, we also need to remind ourselves our identity and our mission.
所以我们做基督徒我们也要明白自己的地位和自己的神的使命
So what is our identity?
我们自己的地位是什么呢
I just borrow the Romans chapter 8, 16-17
我这里借用一下我罗马书16-17节
We are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
啊，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，与耶稣基督同作后嗣。
So what we need to prepare is that remind ourselves of our identity. We need to be close to Jesus.
所以做我们自己的地位是什么呢？我们就是我们是神的儿女，我们和耶稣是亲近的。
And similar to Jesus, we need to pray, we need to fasting, we need to meditate in God's word.
所以对耶稣来说，我们要在这里在这里祷告，在这里明白神的话语。
Next is that wilderness experience, although it's not comfortable or more painful, actually is good for us.
第二个就是这个旷野的经历有可能并不舒服，但是对我们是有好处的。
Someone said, "For a faith not tested cannot be trusted."
所以有人就说，如果你的信心没有经过测试，就不可以信靠的。
But if you look at the Jesus after he came out of victoriously out of the wilderness experience, his power in his gospel and ministry is so much displayed, right?
所以大家看见耶稣从这个旷野的试探以后，他的能力就是有这样的强，就是完全的就显出来了。
So when we are victorious out of this wilderness experience,We will know more about our identity and our mission.
如果我们从旷野里这样一个这个受试探的经历出来之后，我们更能够明白我们自己的地位。
Our character and our faith.
好，我们的信心和我们的特征。
And our purpose. What are our purposes?
我们的目的是什么
？And so, just like the gold need to be refined in order to be pure.We need to be refined in order to have the true purpose.
所以就像金子要经过试炼，能够有更显出光来一样，我们也信心也要经过试验才能。
So the message is that believing God, believing Jesus, become a Christian is not to make your life easier.
好，这个信息就是成为一个基督徒，成为信靠耶稣的，并不是使你的生活更容易。
But make your life stronger.
是让你的让你更加的强壮。
Okay, so the next one that just wanted two more and let's just I think I'm running out of time. So one big important thing is the power of God's words.
第一个就是神的话语的力量。
And you can see Jesus used the Old Testament's words and to defeat the temptation and the Satan.
所以大家看见耶稣用旧约的话语来抵挡这个魔鬼的诱惑。
And through the Old Testament scriptures, he understood his mission and his identity too.
在这个旧约里的经文也让耶稣知道他的地位，他的自己的在地上的使命是什么。
So earlier I said, Happy New Year.
开始的时候我说是新年快乐。
When we say Happy New Year, that means it's beginning of the year.
我说的就是新年的要开始了。
So let's have the resolution that we're going to read the Bible through the whole year, just the whole Bible, like one Bible, the whole Bible in one year. Let's all commit to that.
所以我们有新年这个下的决心，就是我们一年里面把这个圣经读完，一天读几节这样的一个决心。
So knowing God's word is not just say read through it.Know about it.
明白神的话语并不是说就是通读一遍圣经我们就明白了。
But you need to meditate on the God's word and as well as experiencing God's word.
你要仔细咀嚼神的话语，然后也体验神的话语。
So for I just want to give a sharing here that for the last 4 years I have a big goal of memorizing the book of Romans.
过去我给大家做一个见证，过去四年我有一个很大的就是决心，就是要把这个罗马书记下来背下来。
And I have, you know, I'm still in the process.
我还在背。
But I just want to tell you, by doing this, you know, even though it's not finished, It still gave me a lot of benefits of knowing God's word more precisely.
所以，即使还没有做完，但是，我尝试着把罗马书背下来，神给了我很多的话语。
And I know I still have 7 chapters to go.
我还有七章没有背完，我现在还在背。
And so it's not a, you know, I know it's a lifelong pursuit. So it's when we are at our age, probably last week when I still remember and this week I forgot. So it's a keep repeating myself. So I have to redo the things that last month I did.
所以大家也知道，这个是背圣经是一个一生的功课。我的年纪也容易忘记，所以我上个礼拜背的，我这个礼拜就忘记。我现在又重复的又去背上个礼拜。
But the struggle with the specific words, why did God choose this word instead of the one that I thought is that word, really helps us to understand God's word better.
所以这个就是让一个有一些字语，我认为应该用这个字，但圣经上用了另一个字。我有时候就在想，为什么会有这样的结果？反而这样的话更能够明白，让我明白神的话语。
In the track program, we have a memorization. Every week, we have memorization of God's word. And one of the kids just actually a couple of weeks ago said, "Why do we need to memorize? We can just tell the meaning of it. I don't have to memorize. Just to say what those verses mean, then I don't have to use the exact word."
就像我的那个Chuck， 这个就是青少年，有个孩子跟我说，为什么我们一定要把这个字句背下来呢？我们只要知道它的意思，我们把这个意思重复出来就可以了吗
？So what I shared with them is that as you knowing exact words, what the God words are.May elevate your position way above others so that you can clearly see from the top. Just like climb the mountain top and you see everything.
所以你说我对孩子说，如果你能够把这个字能够背下来的话，就像你登到山顶上去一样，你能够看见更多更广的事情，比其他的孩子看到的更多。
And so I encourage everyone,to take on something that you think is impossible, do it, and you can do it.
所以我是在这里鼓励你，我们应该拿起一些我们认为不能做的事情，但如果鼓励大家去做的话，你就可以做到。
I know I memorized the Chinese version, and now I probably forget 80% of the Chinese version of the Romans.Because I'm on the English version, NASB, and as I do the NASB, I forgot about the Chinese one.
我记得以前我是背下来这个中文的这个罗马书了，但是我现在差不多80%都已经忘记了，因为我去记那个英文版本的，我是读那个 NASB version, NASB 这个版本的，所以我就把中文都给忘了。
But you know what? If you get into the habit, there's a lot of benefits of it.
大家如果是形成一个习惯的话，有很多的好处。一个好处就是
，When I travel on the plane, it make your trip shorter.
我记得我在飞机上背圣经的话，我就觉得这个路程就很快就到了。
So as soon as I sit in the chair, I started to memorize the verse.
我就坐下以后，我就来记这个圣经的话语。
And not long, and it just arrived, and because I just spend most of the time on this.
很快就这个飞机就到了，因为我就在那里背圣经。
So you can do it that you when you walk or you when you run, you can still memorize it. And this morning, when I was sleeping, I still try to repeat because I don't want to forget. So I memorized 14 to 16 in the bed this morning.
所以大家如果你是走路的话，你是做事的话，或者是你睡觉的话，你都可以记这个圣经。今天早上我就在这里睡觉的时候，我就在那里背14、16章。
So it's not just the memorizing, but we truly need to experience God's word.
不是单单就是要背这个圣经，你要
体验。So the last I just want to share with you is that the word that it says, Satan will come back.
最后一点我就讲，就是说撒旦还会回来的。
So the verse just says, temporarily he retreats and looking for opportunity to come back.
所以这个经文里就是说撒旦暂时离开耶稣，他会还会有机会，他还会回来。
So the difficulty will always come. We need to be ready for it.
这个困难总是会回来，我们要准备好。
At the same time, we know we can defeat it because Jesus is with us. We have the same identity.
所以同时我觉得我们可以抵挡魔鬼，因为耶稣与我们在这里一起，我们有耶稣的生命。
So I just want to share with you a personal experience.
好，我与大家分享一个个人的。
And to end today's message.
来作为今天正道的结束。
But I know this is compared to all the other people, what they experience is nothing.
我想这个经历的话和别人相比的话应该是也没有什么的了。
But I just want to use that as an example to show this is repeated and we will face that again and again.
我在这里给大家分享这个困难是试探是不停的重复的。
So on Thursday, January 9th, which is the same day, the President Carter's funeral service.
这个是在1月9号的时候，就是在卡特总统这个葬礼的时候。
As I was preparing for this message, try to write this message, I got a phone call from my company.
那个时候我在准备这个信息的时候，公司打了个电话给我。
Basically says, your remote work is ended, and you have to make a decision. Either you need to move to what is called a strategic locations, or you lose job.
就是公司跟我说，这个现在不能远程工作了，你要么就搬到那个工作地点，或者就没有工作了。
So I have until February 9th to make that decision.
我有这一个月的时间来做这个决定。
And so, am I worried?
我是不是担心呢？
Of course, everybody will have some kind of worry at first, right? But I thank God that on that day, actually in the memorial service of President Carter, there's one music keep playing throughout.
在卡特总统那个葬礼的时候，有一个音乐一直在响。
I didn't know that song, but I know a little bit. The music is very beautiful.
我不知道那首歌，但是那个曲调很美。
So I said I want to know this song, and later on I find it is called "Be Still, My Soul."
所以我就想知道那首歌，那首曲调，那首曲调我最后发现就是仍然站立。
And this is the number 37 of our yellow hymn book, that song. And so, on that day, I think God gave me this song as a message.
所以我就想那天的话，神给了我这首歌，作为神给我的话语。
And so, be still. I mean, don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
And God will take care of it.
神会照顾你。
Of course, be still has another meaning of don't move.
这个仍然站立就是说不要动。
I don't know if that's the final word, but I will discuss with my wife.
我不知道是不是神给我的话语，我和我的妻子会商量一下。
But what I want to say is that when we face, I actually gave a testimony many years ago in the Thanksgiving. I thank the Lord for not taking me my remote work, because several times they tried to say you need to move and I didn't. But this time, because of the environment, you can see the Amazon is asking everybody to work in office 5 days a week. And so this is a big environment that this probably is my last decision on this.
Okay. 所以我以前也做过见证啊，神啊，让我这个远程工作， 这次的话呢，估计是最后一次他们这样通知我了，因为中间也有很多次，他们这样找我，我也是，这有，就是。
All the other times I can still work as a remote.
而且很多次我都说我还仍旧可以远程工作，但现在大概是最后一次，因为现在的因为这个环境，大家也看见 Amazon。叫他的员工回去工作了，都不能再 remote 了。
Okay, so I just want to give this example as example. Christians are not free of trouble. Christians will face trouble and temptation or wilderness experience. But at the same time, those experience, when you actually through it, will help you.
所以我就是想分享，基督徒并不是没有困难，也不是没有这个这个挑战。都是如果是你能够经过这些事情的话，能够帮助你。
So I don't know what will happen on the 9th next month.
我也不知道下个月九号是怎么样啊。但是我知道。
That no matter what happens, God will take care of it.
我知道，不论什么事发生，神会照顾你。
All we need to do is do our share,
and everything
else. Leave out all the troubles, leave out all the worries and anxiety to God.
我们把一切的担忧和烦恼都留给神。我们只要做我们的一部分，神会照顾、看顾。
Okay, so in summary, we look at the Jesus' wilderness experience as an example for us to learn.How to defeat the temptation, or how to get through the wilderness?
我们看见这个耶稣在旷野里面是怎样抵挡诱惑，怎样这个抵挡魔鬼。
So the message is that when we face difficulty and troubles, do not run from it.
这个信息这个点就是我们如果碰到困难的时候，不要逃跑。
But run to your source,
which
is Jesus.
然后呢，你要跑到你的源头，就是耶稣那里。
And so I have used Awana lessons as a springboard to launch today's message.
好，我刚开始用了 Awana 的这个课程当做一个这个。
I know this coverage is the same, but it's much more than what they teach them.
这个信息这个信息的话，比我教给他 Awana 孩子的要多很多。
And so I want to thank everyone who come, and I know the Awana kids came in here earlier at least, and I really thank them for praying for me.
我也很感谢 Awana 的孩子。
For the last 2 weeks, they have earnestly prayed for me.
也是为我这个事情祷告。
For my message today, as well as for my job situation.
是为我的信息祷告，也为我的工作祷告。
And also, I'm very proud that of their progress on their faith in God and their praying habit and the scripture memorization the progress.
我也为阿湾的孩子在他那边他们的学习、他们的记得圣经、他们在神面前的祷告而感恩。
So in conclusion, I hope this message has conveyed to everyone that we ought to follow Jesus as our example.
这个信息就是给大家就是让我们来跟随耶稣基督。
Prepare ourselves ready for all the trials and tests.
如果我们自己准备好所有一切的这个苦难和各种的试验。
Be positive and have faith in our future.
为我们的将来有一
个
这样的心。
Yeah, when test comes,
当试验来的时候，
Fix our eye not on the environment,
不是看我们周围，而是看
but on Jesus and the Word of God.
看着的就是我们的主耶稣基督和神的话语。
And when we do, we will get our faith strengthened.
如果我们这样做的话，我们就能够让我们的信心更专注。
Our character refined.
我们的这个信也能够重新被神改变
，and clearly defined，
完全
，and our spirit will be renewed and empowered，
让我们的灵能够重新更新。
And so with that, I just want to end with let's sing this psalm, which I become now very like this a lot. This is the, it gave me the strength at this difficult time.
后来唱这首诗歌就是我灵正静。
37. Okay, let everybody, sing together.
好，我们一起唱。
Dear Heavenly Father, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us this, these precious words.
主啊，天父啊，真是谢谢你给我们这样宝贵的话语。
And through Jesus Christ, we know that God's eternal purpose.
通过主耶稣基督，我们知道神永久的旨意。
Everything is from Jesus. Everything is through Jesus. Everything is to Jesus.
一切都是从主，从耶稣而来，从耶稣而，从耶稣。All right.
And let us fix our eye on Jesus.
让我们注目在主耶稣基督的身上。
Let us follow Jesus' example how he defeated the temptation and Satan.
让我们学主耶稣基督的样式，是他怎样抵挡魔鬼。
And God has a big expectation on us.
主对我们有一个极大的期望。
We need to be the witness to the other people and to the whole other nations.
我们要和对别人和对这个世界做主的见证。
And we also know that you will use us to crush Satan and our feet.
我们也知道神会用我们在那里抵挡魔鬼撒旦。
May you continue to bless us and the, everyone here and all and throughout the whole year.
愿神能够在这里祝福我们这里每一个人，每一今年整个的一年里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.